direct your attention this evening to the second epistle to Timothy, the third chapter and the 14th verse. The second epistle to Timothy, the third chapter, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. In seeking the Lord for a word to speak from this evening, in the last week, this word was laid upon me, just one word, continue. And when I heard our brethren speak to the young this afternoon with regard to pausing, waiting for direction, and also with regards to the one faith and one faith only, I began to wonder if there was anything left for me to speak of. But nevertheless, we feel that we must venture and pray that that same Holy Spirit that was spoken of this afternoon might be our light and might be our guide. Oh, this wonderful word, continue, meaning no change, no variation. What was Paul saying unto his son Timothy in the faith? He was telling him of those evils that he had endured, and he was giving him and us the warning of things that shall follow as life goes on. For he declares the great need to be prepared to suffer persecution for the name of Jesus. But he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And how we find that is true, and as I speak for myself, how alarmed and how disappointed I have felt, and often so cast down, because these things come so near home. And the devil loves to take advantage of such things and point them out to us, and would say, if your religion was real, God would not allow these things to happen. If your religion was real, you would not be associated with such men as this. And surely, if you had as much religion as they had, you'd be going along with them. And we know that is true. But God in his mercy has kept us on a very short rope. He has given to us such limitations. He's brought us so often in utter dependence upon the Lord. How many times through the past year have you said, And how many times do you predict you'll say it in the coming year? If the Lord spares you, Lord, help me. Friends, you have got to continue. They got to continue. In this warfare, there is no discharge. There is no turning back. In this warfare, everything is supplied and every need is met by Him who calls you to be His soldier, who calls you to follow Him. And my friends, if He sends you and says go, go, you'll have to go. And if He says stand still, you have to stand still, but you have to continue. My friend, oh, what a wonderful example of Paul was to Timothy and to us all. But my friends, we must not make too much of Paul. But oh, let us for our encouragement behold the God of Paul. Oh, did that wondrous Saviour who upheld him and maintained him to the bitter end. The Lord Jesus Christ has told us clearly. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You may be cast down and maybe feeling, I didn't realise it would be like this. I hope for this and I hope for that. God told me this and I interpreted thus, but He has interpreted it another way. My friend, God is His own interpreter, and He will make it plain. The mistake, my friends, is not the Lord's, but it is ours. But my friend, remember this, continue. He is a faithful God. He is a God that will never alter. He will never change. Oh, the word continue, and no deviation, no going back, no alteration, but oh, in the word of God alone. We cannot look at this word just out of context, for what he says to Timothy is this: continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Therefore, my friend, there's a great need to continue in the scriptures. Now, some will say, but what scriptures do you continue in? Oh, have no doubt in your mind. What scriptures did the Lord begin with you in? My friend, if the scriptures were good enough for the Holy Spirit to make a beginning with you, surely they are the right scriptures. They are the scriptures that will lead you into all truth. My friend, continue in the holy word of God. Ah, we are favoured, we are still able to possess what we term the authorised version. Ah, many versions has Satan brought in with the purpose that he might dilute the truth. And that's what evil men do. As he is speaking of previously, seducers. That's what they are, seducers. They dilute the word of God. Oh, the devil knows that if he can dilute it once, he'll dilute it again and again, until he dilutes it down to such a state that the original is out of existence. That is, oh, what seducers will do. But I say, what will such a dilution of truth do for us? And where will it lead us? My friend, we have the Word of God, which is an unctuous light to all that's right, and a bar to all that's wrong. And thus, if you are seeking to follow a dilution of the truth, that you might accommodate your worldly practices and worldly pursuits. Oh, I say, then indeed, it is no longer the truth. It's no longer the truth. It is a lie. My childhood pastor, the late Mr. Walter Croft, used to say, oh, that part of the truth is a lie. Because men will say, oh, but that is the truth. But my friend, it's only part of the truth. It's diluted down. Oh, that it might produce a lie. And that is the intent of it. Oh, I say, continue then in the Word of God that standeth and liveth and abideth forever. Oh, continue in the Word of God. My friend, continue. Oh, he will with his people, and he will never change, and he will never alter. Is he continuing in the things which thou hast learned? Now I want to come to this word. What have you learned over the many years? I believe this with my whole heart, that those true Christians, those who are born again, they will ever be learning. Not as we read this evening, ever learning, yet never able to come to the truth. My friend, men are ever learning, and study the Word of God in some way or another. Not by the Holy Spirit, but by an intellectual power. In other words, they're learning in the head. What Paul is speaking of here is what you learn in the heart. What you learned in the heart, continue that learning in your heart. The great warning and teaching to us age, oh, let us not become top heavy and think that what we learn in the head is paramount to what the Holy Spirit teaches in the heart. For my friend, continue in what he teaches you in the heart. And as I begun this evening, I spoke, how many times will you say, Lord, help me? An independent brain of the Holy Spirit may assimilate much scripture. But my friend, that soul who had been quickened by the Holy Spirit, and the power is in his heart, my friend, he'll be brought here again and again. Lord, help me. Continue. Oh, in that knowledge and understanding that without Jesus you can do nothing. Continue in that truth that each one of us was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. and that by nature salvation is beyond the grasp of the individual. Oh, I say, oh, those things that thou hast learned. Oh, do you cry out tonight? Lord, what I know not, teach thou me. What you have learned, my friend, continue. It drove you to the throne of grace, and bless his name for it. Continue, my friend. That is the only way to come to a good and gracious God, and that is to the throne of grace. What we have learned about the throne of grace, my friend, is this. As God has declared, I will meet thee there, and there will I commune with thee from above the mercy seat. Oh, I say, continue in that posture, humble at his feet, submissive to his will, look into him to meet your every need. Even as Paul said to the Philippians, my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Friend, to continue here. All my need. Oh, I believe that to be truly so. Oh, Jesus is an all-sufficient Saviour. That is the wonder of it. All-sufficient. As he writes to the Colossians also, and he says, ye are complete in him. I say, have you so learnt the Lord Jesus Christ? But there is such a fullness in that glorious head, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is able to meet all your need. Friend, there's nothing lacking in him. There is that in him everything to supply our every need. Oh, how we have to learn and continue in the pathway of humility, because we continually come across a giant in the way. And you know who that giant is? It's your own very shadow. Oh, that mighty monster of pride within. And he puts on all kinds of cloaks and coverings to make himself look good and acceptable. But my friend, God will never accept anything of any one of us that is of ourself. He wouldn't even accept of Abraham. And why should we think he would accept of us? Abraham said to Almighty God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Oh, continue. Oh, in hearkening unto the word of God and humbling yourself under his almighty hand. I shall never forget, I suppose it must be 25 years or so now, that a scandal broke out of something that I've alleged said and believed in the ministry. And such was the situation that people's voices were believed, and I found pulpits being closed upon me. And I felt this was so hard, and I grieved over it dreadfully. But you know, it wasn't right, and a real grieving. And so troubled was I that one night I felt I just could not go to bed until the matter was put right before the Lord. And the Lord broke in with these words to my poor soul, and he made himself of no reputation. Friends, I felt a beast before the Lord. I got so ashamed of myself. All I was grieved about was my reputation. And my grieving was nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I say, continue in learning. He must increase, but I must decrease. We shall ever have to come to this. My friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will teach us this continually if we are humble followers of his. He says the disciple is not above his master or the servant than his Lord. If he is our master, if he is teaching us what we need to be taught, and he was despised, rejected of man, and spat upon, and set at naught, will it not follow that we will be so also for his dear name's sake? Can it really be that we should go on in life and we shall be immune from this despising and rejecting? Ah, my friend, continue in the way your Lord and Master walked. It is good enough for thee, dear child of God. It is here that he alone can impart help and strength to thy poor soul to continue. Ah, my friend, we need to continue in the Word of God. I don't despise good books. In fact, I find good books sometimes beneficial to me. But friends, let us first of all remember, continue in the Word of God. You can do without all the other books, but you cannot do without the Word of God. It is by his Word, my friend, God has promised to bless, comfort and help his people. You say, but I've read the Word of God again and again. And you come like the hymn writer who said, if in my Word I look, such darkness fills my mind. I only read a sealed book and no relief can find. It is true, isn't it? That we are called sometimes to weep because the book is sealed up. But my friend, what a mercy if it is to this end, to hearken to the instruction of James, who said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Friend, there's only one recourse for you and me, and that is to the feet of Jesus. Oh, to ask of him, Lord, teach me. Lord, remember, I'm but a little child. Lord, I do but need thee. And thou can shine with light into my heart. Friend, continue in this one source of light and teaching, his Word. My friend, there is a foundation in the Word of God, a foundation that will never be moved, a foundation that will never be changed. much to the sorrow and disappointment of some of mankind. And why is it a sorrow to them? Because, my friend, in the great day of judgment, all mankind will stand and fall by the word of God. Oh yes, indeed. For the word of God will not change. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Friend, the unchangeable foundation of the word of God, it will not change. Therefore, as it is, it will be a disappointment to the reprobates and to those who are the followers of Satan and his agents. Because, my friend, it will be by this word that will be consigned to the everlasting torments and burnings of hell. But, my friend, to the godly, to those that are in Christ Jesus, those who seem so overwhelmed and so tried and know not what to do or where to go next, yet, my friend, continue in those things that thou hast learned. Oh, my friend, the Holy Spirit, that which he teaches us, it never bears confusion. No, it doesn't. Confusion arises from us. Confusion arises in our hearts and minds when we want to change and alter things just a little to accommodate ourselves or to accommodate those we love. But my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ will never bow to our whims and fancies. And oh dear Peter, he learnt that lesson well. Beautiful epistles are those of Peter. And when in his last days with his Lord and Master on earth, and he said, Lord, and what shall this man do? He said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Peter, if you would but listen, I'm telling you something. I'm talking to you. The things that are needful for you to know and to understand. Peter, don't interrupt and divert the matter to someone else. He said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. My friend, continue in following the Lord Jesus Christ. It will save us, you know, from unnecessary criticism of the brethren. And it will save us from a contentious spirit when we bring contention for contention's sake. My friend, there will be enough contention for us to deal with it without trying to generate more. For the word of God says, contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Oh, continue. Oh, for contentions and heresies will come. And we shall not be sufficient in and of ourselves to manage those things. But my friend, if we are found with those that continue to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, then indeed there is strength, there's help, there's power, there is provender, there's rest, there's comfort for his dear followers, his dear sheep. Oh, I've often been thankful that in the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has styled his people as being sheep, mankind deem it to be an insult to their mentality. But do you, when you come down to bedrock bottom, when you feel so empty, so forlorn, so disappointed, so let down, you say, where will the scene end? Oh, continue with him who calls you by his grace. Continue with him, following him who has appointed all things after the counsel of Jehovah's will. My friend, what a wonderful thing to continue. In Isaiah 64, I believe it is with continuance in these things. There's continuance in these things. In other words, he doesn't alter, he doesn't change. They go on and on forever. That is our great mercy. My friend, did the Lord call you by his grace? And why will he change or alter that which is spoken? Oh, continue. My friends, I do believe this, that sometimes the Lord re-speaks the same word unto his people that he has spoken to them in years past. There's a continuance of those things. Oh yes, I shall never forget the Lord in a particular way speaking unto me. Oh yes, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today. The Lord shall fight for you and he shall hold your peace. And in many years later, I was again in great trouble. And I thought, how can I continue? Lord, I can't continue. I must have a word from thee. And I thought about the word very much, but I didn't find any benefit from it. And driving down from Manchester one snowy evening, the Lord broke in with those identical words. My friend, I believe I sang my way from Manchester to London. And oh, that was a blessed ride to me. Yes, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Continues, my friend, in the same promise. What a mercy it is to have one that you can trust in. One that will never fail you. And one that will never alter. He will never say to you, poor sinner, I didn't mean that. We better have a new agreement. We better change things round, and you have to take something, a little grade lower. Not so, my friends. I and our God, not in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those wonderful words in the 13th chapter of Hebrew. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, my friends, Jesus Christ the same. Those angels that spake unto the disciples when Jesus ascended up into heaven. He said, ye men of Galilee, why gaze ye up into heaven? That same Jesus, the same Jesus, he will continue his work. And when he comes again, he will continue in his work. And carry his people home to glory. He'll continue till his work is finished. He'll continue, my friends, until they bring forth the headstone, crying, grace, grace unto it. So this wonderful counsel that Paul gives to Timothy, and is couched in this one word, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Just notice that word, thou. Continue thou. It's not for you to subcontract your responsibilities to another. No, continue thou. It's not indeed for you to be able to delegate to others what is your responsibility. No, but continue thou in those things that thou hast learned. My friend, hast thou learned this? That Jesus still says and has said, come unto me, all ye that labour. Oh, that wonderful word. See how vast it is. See how wide it spread. See how long it endures. See how far it continues. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. He doesn't put us into some machine like a computer and sort us all out into various grades and he puts in little cubicles. No. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Sinner, he puts us into one category as poor and needy sinners. And do you know what? You'll find a union with those people if you are amongst them. You will indeed. And you'll find you want a continuance with those people. You'll find that continuance like Ruth the Moabite just had. We read she was steadfastly minded. Steadfastly minded. She had a mother-in-law, and she was a godly woman. She feared the Lord, and so her heart was captivated through the purposes of God to follow the same God as hers and give up all that she had before. Friend, the lot was cast into the lap. But the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Ah, that he may call you, and is calling you to be steadfastly minded, that you might continue in the way that he's drawn you by his irresistible grace. Oh, that grace that brings you to the Saviour's feet. That grace that brings you a poor, burdened, heavy laden soul to cast your burden upon the Lord. Hearken to his words, friend. It continues and continues forever. Is it come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? Friend, you know, generally speaking, if there's anything going free, it needs a lot of advertising, and everybody's in out to get it free. And they're very delighted when they get something free or half price. But nobody seems to want much of this commodity, do they? They do not want to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And what has made thee to differ, I ask you? What has made thee to differ? Ah, my friend, come unto me, all ye that labour, and I will give you rest. My friend, has he ever spoke about anything being paid? And are you got into that hole where you think, oh, surely I've got to give something, do something. Something's got to be reimbursed by now. I am such a debtor. What can I give him? Oh, the psalmist prays, what shall I render unto the Lord? Oh, he says, I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. What a wonderful continuance. Oh, in the freeness of his grace. He never asks a mite from thee, poor sinner. He knows that we are all bankrupt. Friends, sin has brought us on one level. Oh, as we view it rightly before the Lord. It's brought us on one level, lifting our eyes to one place. Oh, to the freeness of his grace. As we run down, oh, from the cross of Calvary. My friends, there he suffered, bled and died for poor sinners. What a price he paid. And our hymn writer puts it like this, of the freeness that continues. And that same man in heaven now reigns, who suffered in our place instead. Oh, he did, my friends. There's a continuance of that. He's never altered it. He's never changed it. And friends, when that work is continues and is completed, oh, I say, what a fullness of the glory there will be found. A continuance of these things. Continuance, then, it must flow from time to eternity. Eternity will never end. And the those who are found in Jesus Christ, they'll be given a life that will know no end, beyond our comprehension. But Jesus has said this, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Oh, continue in the things that thou hast learned. Sinner, thou shalt never perish. Satan may say what he likes. Everything may militate against thee. But my friend, Jesus said, they shall never perish. Why? Because none can pluck them out of my hand. Friend, whose hand art thou in this day, this night? Wonderful truth, if we can answer it. The truth is this, you're in his hand still and continue there because he won't let you go, my friends. And you can never release yourself from that hand. And in your heart of hearts, you do not want to be removed from his hand, do you? Do you cry out tonight, choose thou the way, and still lead on. Continue, Lord, for me in everything. Continue for me in myself, in my family, in my employment, in the church of God. Continue for me, that I may have a right influence, that, oh, I might let my light shine before all men. Oh, but men may not have to ask me who I am or what I am, but, oh, continue. Ah, Timothy, you'll know where you are, right enough, and the world will know where you are. And my friend, they'll know this, that you will have to continue. Now, I must draw this to a close. I did intend to speak more of Paul's continuance. For in that fourth chapter we read, that's a sad chapter, isn't it? It is a very sad chapter. You'd have thought, well, Paul, the great apostle of the Gentiles, he, I suppose, men like to judge, he excelled all others. Yet my friend, when he come down to his end, he got nobody around him. But my friend, he continued, because he had the Lord Jesus Christ, and he had the answer of a good conscience, and he could say, I've fought a good fight, and I have finished my course, and henceforth is laid up for me a crown of glory. Amen.